two Tennessee high school girls basketball teams made news this week after playing really badly. So badly that a referee determined the girls were playing to lose. And why? Well, part of the answer might be America's complicated relationship with youth sports, and I imagine that's something our sports analyst Mike Pesca has a pretty strong opinion about. Mike also hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he joins us from New York. So first of all, Mike, tell us, what happened in Tennessee?
Yes, hello. Well, yes, complicated relationship, but sort of an uncomplicated bracket. They knew that whoever won the game would be placed in the playoff round against the former state champion, so they didn't want that, so it was better to lose than win. Now, I have to say, this is the sort of story that the headline gets mentioned, passed around in social media, chatted about on the morning shows, and just a tisk-tiskery. How could you teach our children such poor sportsmanship? But this happens all the time. This happened in the Olympics with badminton, where several badminton players at the top level of the game were disqualified for throwing matches. Once you set up a tournament structure where it is clear that you're better off losing than winning, it is in the nature of competition to want to lose. And I would put forth that what they really did wrong was try to lose so poorly. In fact, there are many cases where teams are incentivized to lose, but they're playing a team who's not, and we never notice it. This happens in the NFL all the time. Now, the NFL is different from youth sports. We don't hold those players to the ethical standards as we do to the coaches of 16-year-old girls. But I do think, in fact, there's a lesson to what they were held up. There's a lesson to trying to lose, but lose within the framework of dignity, as
right.
opposed to just, you know, clownishly trying to intentionally bomb your free throws.
So, Mike, I'm hearing you say that there's an incentive to lose here, but what about the coaches? Shouldn't they be, like, teaching, you know, kids to try to win regardless of the perverse incentives?
Well, in that game, if you win, it would be very likely that you would lose in the playoffs. So are they saying, you know, as a team, we'd be better off to go into the playoffs as a team, and even though we don't want to lose in this game, we'd advance farther. We'd have a chance of making the finals, let's say, if we lose. I think it's a lot more complicated than the easy moralizers would have you believe.
Okay, well, let's do some more not easy moralizing, because I do want to take a second to talk about something completely different, but also in basketball. A girls' high school basketball game in Brooklyn that ended in a 117-8 trounce. So
yes.
People are now asking about whether or not one side was too aggressive and should have shown mercy.
I'm gonna put forth that the 117 team was not trying to lose. This happens all the time. There are disparate scores in basketball because there are some teams that are great, especially with girls basketball, and some teams can barely field a team. And I've talked to many people who've been on this other side of the trouncing, and they all say it's, unless there's a real running up the score, it seems demoralizing, but it's actually helpful to go through that. So again, I think that outsiders could come in and tisk-tisk, but it might not be as terrible for the participants as you know, the outsiders would have you believe.
So learn how to win and learn how to lose. But, I mean, just a couple seconds. Do you think that the relationship that we have with youth sports is like it's going to lead to these bad outcomes?
I think that's part of it. I think that, you know, we idealize youth sports. We don't think of them. Outsiders who look at them for entertainment don't think of them realistically. So, you know, the way the Little League World Series is portrayed is just, you know, this never-ending parade of morality. And then we see, you know, the Chicago team disqualified.
Yep.
It's very unrealistic.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.